You got hurt again, didn't you? Come here. Let me see it. Come on. The longer you wait, the worse it's going to get. Who else is going to bandage you up after you lose a fight? I don't see any of the other members clamoring for my spots. After all, you don't seem to go to our cleric when you get hurt. Does he scare you or something? I know he can be a little intimidating with all the speak about his god. I swear, he's trying to convert us or something the way he just keeps pushing and doesn't take no. Like, I'm sorry, but I serve no one but the ones I care about. Now let me see that injury. It's on your thigh? Why didn't you just say so? You're acting like I've never seen a thigh before. Trust me, I'm very familiar with this part of the body. Let me take you back to my tent. It'll be easier to see in there and it will give you some privacy, since you don't want to go around showing people your thighs. Arms around my neck so I can carry you. There we go. Can you get your pants off without any help, or do you need assistance? Well, that's a good sign. If you can move like this, I think you're gonna live. If it is really nasty, I will have to get our cleric, though. I can only patch you up. I can't fix a broken bone without putting you out of commission for a few weeks. We can't have my favorite fighter being out of commission just because they're afraid of the preachy cleric. Now let me get a better look at this wound. Do you know what it was that attacked you? Well, on the positive, it looks a lot worse than it really is. All you need is a bandage, something that I luckily keep quite a lot of. Perks of going with the barbarian over the healer, I guess. I had to learn how to patch myself up when I was growing up, and now I never leave anywhere without a few things to fix the wounds. Antidotes to put on wounds, some bandages, wraps, and of course a needle with some string in case something needs to be sewn. Don't worry, you don't need stitches. Honestly, it kind of looks like you got cut by a knife. Not deep enough to do any permanent damage, just enough to draw blood, to freak you out. I'm going to rub a little bit of this cream into it first, that way it doesn't get infected. It might sting a little, but you can handle it, right? That's my girl. Be brave for me. I know, it hurts. But you are doing very good. It'll be over in another second or two. Give it there. And there we go. I'm going to wait a minute before I wrap it up, though. I want it to dry a little bit so it doesn't end up all over the bandages and none of it on the actual wound. That wouldn't do much good for healing the wound, now would it? Good. Now I'm going to say something because I care about you, and it might come off as rude, so I'm sorry. You really, really need to be more careful during fights. I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this because I care about you. You aren't like me. I can take a beating and be fine. It's kind of one of the only things orcs are good at. But you? You can't. You're squishy and small compared to me. What if I wasn't there to save your ass today? You're too delicate to be running headfirst into battle next to me. I took more hits than you, and I'm barely marked. But I had to physically carry you into my tent so that I could patch up your leg. I'm not saying this to talk down to you, baby girl. I'm not. I don't want you to think I'm patronizing you or anything. It's just... You know what? Let's forget it. The cream should be dry by now. Let's get you patched up. You'll spend the night here because I don't feel like carrying you all the way back to your own tent. It'll just be easier if you stay here with me. I'm not mad at you. I'm just a little overprotective of you. Is that such a bad thing? I like your company. You never made me feel monstrous because I'm a big, dangerous orc. And you always made me feel welcomed. You went out of your way to include me in group activities, like telling stories by a campfire or drinking a little too much at the tavern and stumbling home while singing songs. I joined the group later than you, and you never really made it a big thing. You always just saw me for me. I don't get that as an orc often. So, of course, I care about you. I want to take care of you. And when you rush out so recklessly on the battlefield and almost get yourself killed, it frightens me. Sometimes I want to pick you up and hold you in my arms forever to make sure that nothing ever hurts you. I couldn't stand it if you got seriously injured and I wasn't there to help. We're just lucky this time it can be fixed with a bandage. Alright, you're all bandaged up. You're good to go. Within a few days, you'll be back to normal, completely healed like this never happened. You should probably get some rest. After all, you got hurt more than me today. Nothing that a little sleep can't fix, though. Are you comfortable enough? What is it? It's a good thing I like you and feel bad because you went and got yourself hurt. So, whatever do you need, princess? What? Why did you... Not that I'm upset. If this is your way of thanking me for taking care of you, a simple thank you would have been enough. But thanks for the... Does this mean what I think it means? That I could kiss you back? Would that be okay? You don't know how long I've wanted to do this. How long I've wanted you. I don't remember when I realized I liked you more than a friend, but I didn't want to ruin the friendship. I mean, I was positive you wouldn't want me. After all, I'm an orc woman. I'm big and tall and strong and I get aggressive and I figured you would want a partner more like you. Not some hulking brute that can pick you up and toss you around like a rag doll. But I'm glad you want this too. And please don't be embarrassed by this, but I did notice you getting hard while I was patching you up, baby girl. I decided to let it go. I assumed it was just because I was touching a sensitive part of you. I didn't realize that it was because you liked me that way, too. Shh, don't move. Don't move, I want you to just lie there. After all, you're injured, and I wouldn't be a good nurse if I didn't take care of every issue my patient has. Right? Here, let me just readjust everything. I'm going to ride you, pretty girl. You just lay back and let me do all the work. I'm going to take care of you. Show you how much I really, really want you. Mm. Oh, you feel really, really good inside me. Fuck, princess. It's been a while since I've written anything. I'm so glad that it gets to be you. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. It feels so wonderful inside me. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Baby girl. Oh. Love how you feel inside me. Oh, love how you fill me up. Oh, fuck. yeah, that's it. Let me take care of you. All of you. All your needs, all of it. And while I bounce up and down in your lap, I'm gonna reach down and go right between my thighs to my own clit and start stroking it. Oh, yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, baby girl, this feels really good. Oh, fuck, you like that? You like how the walls of my pussy are just wrapping around your hard dick? Yeah, fuck. You feel so fucking good. You fill me up just right. Oh, the most perfect cock for the most perfect baby girl, huh? Oh, yeah, that's it. Who's a good girl? Who is my good girl letting me ride her like this? Oh, it's you. Yeah, fuck. Baby girl. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good inside me, princess. Oh, fuck yeah. Go on. Grab my tits. I know you're staring at them, watching them bounce right in front of your face. I'm bouncing on your cock. My tits are bouncing in your face. We're both bouncing. Go on, grab on, play with my nipples. I know you want to. I know you want to squeeze my big, huge tits. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's it, baby girl. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Yeah, such a good girl. Oh, letting me use you however the fuck I want. Riding your cock like this. So good for me. Such a good girl for me, yeah. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, your hands feel so good. The way they're running up and down my sides. Feeling my tits, feeling my hips, feeling my ass. Yeah, go on. You wanna give it a spank? I know you do. Go ahead. Oh, fuck yeah, that's it, baby girl. That a girl. Oh, fuck yes. You know what? yeah, I'm sorry I got distracted by the feeling of my hands on my clits. But my other hand's so big, I bet I could take both of your delicate little wrists and pin them above your head. Oh, fuck, would you look at that? Now I get to ride you, and all you can do is lay there and take it, helpless and at my mercy. Fuck, such a pretty girl. Yeah, so good for me. That's a good princess. Fuck. Baby girl. You feel fucking divine inside me. The way that your dick just fills me up makes me feel so full. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on, give it to me. Give me all of your cock. Oh, yeah, I know. I know you're trying to impress me, and you're doing a very good job. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's been quite some time since I've enjoyed riding like this. Fuck, you get me so fucking wet. Can you feel the way that my muscles are just working around you, milking you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck. I can see your arms are squirming. Well, not your arms, your fingers squirming underneath my captivity. You're completely boxed in here. There's nowhere you can go. You're stuck here letting me ride you, letting me use you like this until I get my fill, princess. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel good? Does that make you happy knowing that I'm using you for my own pleasure? Oh, yeah. Yes, it does. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, fuck, yes. You feel so fucking good. Oh, princess. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, fucking look at you. So fucking pretty and all mine. You're mine, right, aren't you? Aren't you, princess? Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are, baby girl. You're all fucking mine. Oh, yeah, that's a good girl. Such a good fucking girl for me, yes? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yeah, give it to me. Give it all to me. I'm not fragile. I'm not gonna break. Come on, thrust those hips up into me. Match my bounces. Come on. Oh, yeah, fuck, just like that. Oh, God, yes. Fuck. You feel fucking divine. Fuck. And those faces you're making so fucking pretty. Oh, so fucking good for me. Oh, that's my girl. That's my girl having this kind of effect on me. Oh, fuck. Do you see what you do to me? Oh, baby girl, fuck. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, right there, right fucking there. If you're wondering why I keep kissing you, it's because you keep making the sweetest noises and I'm so fucking selfish, so fucking greedy that I just want them all for myself. I don't want anyone else to fucking hear you. I don't want them to know how good I'm making you feel. All those noises, they're because of me, so they belong to me. Isn't that right? Oh yeah, that's my girl. Only my girl could make me feel like this. Oh, fuck. Only your cock could have me moaning like this, writhing and bouncing in your lap like that. Fuck. Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, yeah, fuck, baby. With my hand on my clit. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to last like this, right? You just feel too fucking good. You feel fucking perfect inside me. This is everything I've always dreamed of. This is everything I fantasized about, but even better. All those nights touching myself, thinking about you, thinking about how you would feel inside me. Oh, thinking about how you would taste, maybe how you would go down on me. It doesn't compare to the real thing, no, no, no. Oh, fuck, it might be the best cock I've ever fucking had. And all you do is laying there and taking it like a good girl. Oh, yeah, pinned underneath me. My legs straddled on either side of you, just bouncing up and down, using the two hands above your head as leverage. Oh, fuck, yeah, come on. Use your hips thrust up into me. I want you to match them, come on. Make me scream. I know you want to, baby girl. I want everyone to hear how fucking good you fuck me. Yeah, you can make me scream. Yeah, just like that. Fuck. That a girl. So good for me. Mm. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck, I'm not gonna let. Oh, yeah, that's my girl. Come on, keep fucking me, keep giving it to me. Yeah, so fucking good for me. Yeah, right, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting really close. Oh, fuck. I want you to come with me, baby. Can you do that? Can you do that for me, baby girl? Can you come at the same time as me? Oh, I know you can. I know you can do it. I want to feel you come inside me while I come around your cock, milking you for all you're worth. Oh, fuck yeah. Come on. Oh, come on. Give it to me. Give it all to me, baby. Oh, yes, princess. That's it right fucking there. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna... Well, I guess there's another reason why you don't need to go back to your tent tonight. Seems we have a long, long night ahead of us, baby doll.